have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Shasta College presents the 73rd Annual Student Art Exhibit through May 19th in the Shasta College Art Gallery. Come celebrate outstanding student artwork from across diverse media. Other events happening at Shasta College. Don't miss the live jazz concert at Shasta College March 27th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are still available. Also, get ready for the spring with Master Gardeners at Redding Your Garden coming up March 28th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Shasta College. Learn more at shastacollege.edu/events.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my little friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo!
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. I want Ted in Omaha and Eric in Corona and David in Minneapolis and Richard Moore Park, Lou, Santa Clarita, Robert, Prescott Valley, Rita, Omaha, Steve, State College, Victor, Princeton. Don't leave town. I'm going to spend a few minutes with my guest. She lives in Texas with her husband, Congressman Brandon Gill. She's just launched a new podcast. She's a graduate of Dartmouth. I think she probably couldn't get into Brown. Just kidding. Author of Why God, an Intelligent Discussion on the Relevance of Faith. She has a brand new podcast right here on the Salem Podcast Network. Please welcome to the show, Danielle Gill.
Thank you, Larry. I'm so happy to be here.
Danielle, nice to see you again. First of all, I got to ask you this question. I'm sure you get this a lot. The little Superman curl that Brandon has on his forehead, is that you? Do you do that?
Larry, this is because in a very busy day, he just flips his hair back. And I think in that one video, it got a little messed up. And so somehow that started something where it got out of place. But normally, it is all supposed to be back.
All right.
So no, that is not me. I'm the opposite.
It was just perfect, though. I mean, I couldn't take my eyes off of it. I want to play something for you. Get your reaction to it. Get your reaction to it. This is Tallarico, the guy that won the Texas Democrat primary for Senate, number 37.
So most Americans, and I'm talking 90-95%, do not believe that an embryo is a legal person. Now, the embryo is biologically alive. That is certainly true. But being alive and being a person are two different things. And that's an important distinction to make in these conversations. So the reason I think you have a lot of pro-choice people who push back against the idea that abortion is immoral is because they believe that it is not. That in these situations, when there is an unwanted pregnancy, it is moral for a woman to be able to control her own body, or any one of our neighbors with the uterus to be able to control their own body.
Unbelievable. Of course, you wrote the book, Why God, an Intelligent Discussion on the Relevance of Faith. When you saw that, when you heard that, Danielle, what was your reaction?
There is so much to unpack there, Larry, because firstly, you have the whole, you know, there's a difference between a person and someone who's alive. I'm actually not really sure there is. This really taps into eugenics. This taps into people who throughout history have made arguments to justify how certain groups of people are not actually human beings. They're not actually persons of any value. And then, of course, at the end, he says people with a uterus, as if that could apply to men, as if he's referring to trans. And of course he is, because we've seen in other quotes of his where he talks about how God is non-binary. We've heard him talk about how his his favorite people are trans people and so on. And so he's very into the gender issues. He's very radical, especially in a state like Texas. These issues are not popular. And so I think when you really start dissecting everything he says, you see that he's actually far more radical than his opponent was, Jasmine Crockett, who I think came across as maybe the more leftist kind of candidate because she's often on the House floor, you know, yelling and screaming and acting kind of crazy. And Tallarico is this more buttoned up, maybe calm person. But the reality is Tallarico's ideology is wildly liberal, and he's very into the pro-abortion, pro-transgender LGBTQ issues.
Well, that was my impression at first, too, Daniel. I thought that as between the two of them, she was the crazier one until I started listening to some of the stuff that Tallarico said, including that you can justify abortion through the Bible.
Yeah, a lot of the things he says I think are really just satanic and demonic, especially when he talks about Mary, I think, as if Mary, you know, he says Mary had a choice or something with the angel, therefore that justifies the pro-choice position. The reality is that the angel came to Mary and told her what will be happening. And, of course, she is obedient to God's will. And I think when we see that this is the birth of Christ, the birth of our Lord and Savior, this is God. And for him to use that as a justification for abortion, for the killing of human life and innocent babies, really just shows how demonic that really is and how far off he is, I think, from where most Texans would even see an issue like this. They would probably have to really wrap their head around what he is even saying, which is obviously so wrong on many levels.
You've talked a lot about feminism and the damage you feel feminism has done to our country. Talk to us about that.
Gosh, well, how long do you have? Going back to the 1960s, and honestly even earlier than that, but I think that's just a very clear turning point in time. I think that women just were so harmed by everything that feminism brought. Unfortunately, it was sold as if it was going to be greater, you know, freedom and all of these things. But the reality was women had such a beautiful role as wives and mothers and being championed and cared for in those ways. And so when that really got thrown into the trash can, where it was, hey, now you guys have to have a dual income home to have the same things. Now women have to, you know, basically compete in a man's world. It really changed the dynamics for women. And it hasn't just harmed women, by the way. It's harmed marriage. It's harmed men who have to compete with women. And it's also harmed children who a lot of the time are not raised by their own mothers in their own home. So I know you, Larry, have been incredible because you talk a lot about the crisis of fatherhood, but there's a great crisis of motherhood because many mothers are not experiencing the love of their newborn infants because they have to go back to work after a week, after a month. And, of course, who suffers the most is ultimately the child. So I think that feminism has just had the effects of feminism are so much greater than simply the effects on the workplace. It's affected marriage. It's affected the home. It's certainly affected dating. And I think a lot of young people struggle with that now because they are not even introduced to the complementarian view of marriage where men and women bring different things to the table. They bring different perspectives and in the end create a home that is much more conducive to raising children. Unfortunately, a lot of people are missing out on that today.
What is your opinion, Danielle, of Michelle Obama? What kind of role model do you think she's been for women?
Oh, gosh. Well, we could go back to the trans discussion, or we can go that direction. But, you know, Michelle Obama, I think she is the opposite of everything that women should look up to. We've seen her talk about the fact that, you know, what did she say? I don't have the quote in front of me, but something like, birth is the least important thing you'll ever do, something like that. And then she also recently went on a podcast, I think the Call Your Daddy podcast, one of these liberal feminist podcasts, and talked about how, you know, don't really stop your life to have children. Don't focus on that because they're going to grow up and then they're not really going to care about you anymore, something to that effect. And I think these are just the opposite messages we should be sending to women. We should be telling women that actually the reality is having birth is a huge accomplishment. It's a huge feat. It's in history, I think, one of the most dangerous things that women have had to go through is childbirth. And that's because bringing new life into the world really is an amazing thing. It's actually a miraculous thing, because that's when, you know, a new human being is born. And then when she talks about children getting older, oh, you know, they're not going to care about you anymore, I think that's just so untrue. There are adult children who are very close with their parents and so grateful for the sacrifices that their parents have made. And I think, you know, raising kids does require you to prioritize them a lot. And so she's kind of saying, hey, don't worry about any of that stuff. You know, have fun, focus on work, find your passions and all of this. And I think the self-sacrifice in parenthood is a real thing, but it also brings so much joy and so much fulfillment as well that women don't get to see from a lot of people like Michelle Obama.
Danielle, we just have 50 seconds left. Take it and please explain to me the appeal of socialism for so many young people. I'm a million years old. Nobody could have told me that something like 40% or so of people under the age of 25 years old want a Democrat socialist to be president in 2028.
Larry, you are young in spirit. Don't say this. But no, I think that a lot of these young people on the left, they've either moved to the right or they've moved further to the left. Mm-hmm. And so I know a lot of us conservatives, we're excited because we say, hey, there's this resurgence of young people who are turning to Christianity, and that is awesome. But there's these other group of young people who I think, unfortunately, they're into the woke, they're into the socialist ideas, and I don't even know if the thoughts go much deeper than the fact that they say, oh, I want free stuff. I don't want to have to work, and I want to live in a society where, you know, everybody gets these awesome things. And, of course, we both know that socialism is not where everybody gets these awesome things, because the reality is only the people at the top would get that, and everybody else's lives would actually be far worse than they are under capitalism right now, because capitalism has provided a great environment for, you know, even the most common person.
The Danielle Gill Show on Salem Podcast Network. Danielle, thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry.
Yes, and welcome. Welcome to the family. For years, I've talked about Relief Factor. You heard stories from people who finally found real relief after trying the 3-week quick start. Take my brother, Kirk. He had difficulty going up and down the stairs in the morning. Always complained. I told him about Relief Factor. He finally followed my advice. After about a week or so, he calls and says this is working. But here's something new. Relief Factor is always striving to help folks get out and stay out of pain. Remarkably, Relief Factor has made their trusted formula even better. They've added a premium black pepper extract because it helps your body absorb the high-quality key ingredient more efficiently. In simple terms, it helps your body get even more benefit from what they're already taking. That matters. If you're going to take something daily, you want your body actually using it. So, if you've been listening to me talk about Relief Factor for a while, maybe this is your moment. Or if you're already taking it, you're now getting an enhanced formula designed to work even smarter. Start with a 3-week quick start for just $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800, the number 4-RELIEF. How will it feel to be out of pain?
I'm Mike Gallagher here, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. As we head into spring, there's some good news in the housing market. Rates have recently dropped. When rates drop, payments can drop. That can mean hundreds of dollars a month back in your pocket, money you can use to pay bills, reduce debt, or strengthen your financial position. That's why this is the time to talk to my friends at Fellowship Home Loans. They're helping homeowners refinance into lower rates and reduce their monthly mortgage payments. Fellowship also offers a fixed rate line of credit for home projects or consolidating a high interest debt with fast approval and a predictable rate. Remember, many people still qualify to skip their next two mortgage payments. That's 2 months of breathing room while you reposition financially. I've used Fellowship personally. I trust these guys. Before you make your next move, go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-MIKE. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
Now, as I've been predicting, thanks to the work of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is this, is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date.
Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Front Lines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Call Larry at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Now from the Relief Factor Studio, here's Larry.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I'm Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. The Daily Mail is reporting and CENTCOM has confirmed a U.S. military refueling plane has gone down in western Iraq. The aircraft was part of the operation against Iran, but the crash was not due to hostile or friendly fire, according to CENTCOM. The incident occurred in friendly airspace. A typical KC-135 refueling craft needs a three-person crew to operate. Rescue operations are undergoing as we speak. I'll tell you more when I know more. But first, I want to thank the many, 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 many people who've already joined my Spring Food for the Poor campaign at LarryElder.com. We are providing clean living water to children throughout some of the poorest countries in our hemisphere, one of which I visited Guatemala a couple years ago. We're going to go to Haiti, but there was some violence there. They were concerned about my safety. Now, I'm touched by the comment so many of you have left. Here's just a handful. An anonymous donor in Colorado. Quote, Larry, I'm giving so families can receive clean water and receive the gospel. End of quote. David in Michigan. Quote, I'm donating what I can. I hope this helps. Close quote. Another anonymous donor in North Carolina added this note to his donation. Quote, may this wonderful blessing reach other families in need and help them know that they are cared about and are loved by other people around the world, especially by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, end of quote. And if those kind words don't encourage you to make your own gift, please listen to Food for the Poor on the Ground in Guatemala.
Do they have any problems with the drinking water?
I always worry about the conditions of the water.
Children ever gotten sick from the water?
Yeah, sometimes in winter they get sick. They might get stomachache, and I believe that is because of the water conditions that they have.
So now this is where we come in. Through our friends at the Christian nonprofit Food for the Poor, your gift of just $50 provides two needy children with safe and living water for a whole year. $100, same blessing to a family of four. While at the same time, gospel-centered transformation through trusted local partnerships. This offers measurable impact with results that literally save lives and change souls. Again, your gift of $50 or any amount enables at-risk children to have safe and living water. Please help my Food for the Poor campaign right now. You can do so by texting ELDER to 51555. That's text ELDER to 51555, or go to my website, LarryElder.com, and you'll see the blue Give Living Water banner at the very top. Or you can phone in the gift through my toll-free number, 855-918-4673, 855-918-4673. Again, text ELDER to 51555. That's ELDER to 515. Or just go to my website. You'll see the Blue Living Water banner at the very top of LarryElder.com. Or you can phone it, 855-918-4673, 855-918-4673. Again, thank you so very much. Steve is in State College, Pennsylvania. Steve, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Hey, Larry, it's an honor to speak to you.
It's my honor. Thank you for calling.
Larry, I have always enjoyed listening to you, and especially when you share stories about your father. I was motivated to call today based on what's going on regarding the troops and the meals. And my father, when he was in high school, misrepresented his age to the Navy recruiter, and he went from a small village along the Hudson River, and he found himself in Guam.
Wow.
And one night, as he used to tell the story, he was on patrol, and he heard noise in the jungle. And when he asked for the password or whatever they used back then, when the answer didn't come back, he took his hand off the safety and lit up the forest. And he and his buddy went out with flashlights, and they discovered that my father had shot a cow. Mm-hmm. And he was the most popular man for the next several days, because that was the first time that many of the men had fresh meat.
Wow.
So, those are some of the stories that you hear from your parents about their experience in the military. And, I'm a father of two girls, and both are graduates of the Naval Academy. My oldest daughter is in Naval Intelligence. My youngest daughter is a captain in the Marine Corps.
Wow.
And we've always been very proud of our military and all the young men and women that are serving right now. It's especially uplifting when you hang around them. So I just wanted to call that and share that with you.
Well, Steve, thank you. That means your dad and my dad were on Guam at the same time.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Well, Steve, thank you so much for calling. I have a story about that. I was giving a speech to a group of vets a few years ago, probably, I don't know, 30 years ago. And I mentioned that my dad was stationed on Guam during World War II. And a man comes up to me at the end of the speech and says, I was stationed on Guam the same time your dad was. I said, my dad might have served you. He was in charge of cooking. And he said, no, he wouldn't have served me. I'm white. Your dad was serving in the colored union. Now, I knew the military had been segregated. And I get home, and I said to my mom, Mom, when Dad was in the military stationed on Guam in charge of cooking, did he serve both black and white soldiers? She said, yes, he did. I said, that's what you think? She said, yes. So I went in the back where my dad was. I said, Dad, when you were in the military on Guam in charge of cooking, did you serve both black soldiers and white soldiers? He said, no, just black soldiers. So my mom didn't even know. And I was telling Nina the other day about some of the jobs my dad had. And I said my dad also set pins in a bowling alley. And the bowlers, who were white, threw the ball at him to hit him as he was setting up the pins. She said, setting up the pins? I said, yes. You think there was always a machine that scooped up the pins and put them down, like in bowling alleys now? She said, yeah. I said, no. At one time, there were no machines. People had to pick up the pins and set them. And my dad couldn't bowl in the bowling alley, but he could work in the back setting up pins. He said, and a lot of the racist white kids would take the ball and try and hit him with them just to have fun. She said, I have no idea. When we come back, CNN's Abby Phillips had to correct her reporting. I'll explain. Don't go away. I'm Larry Elder.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 27th annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is set for Saturday, March 14th at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive. Doors open at 4:30 p.m., dinner at 6:30. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you'd like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350 or online at nwtf.org/event.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hear ye, good folk. You are cordially invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds at 1890 Briggs Street. Watch knights fight for their honor in armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $17 for adults, $15 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Huzzah!
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Plan your day with the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Fridays deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Randolph Elder says, hard work wins. You get out of life what you put into it. And now, here's Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel coming to you from the Relief Factor Studio. Don't forget your Relief Factor, 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number for relief. Pat is in Underwood, Minnesota. Pat, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. Nobody's going to know where Underwood is.
Tell us where it is.
It's in west central Minnesota. It's a really small town, about 344
people. 344
people.
Not 45, not 43, 44.
44, I think. It might be. I'm not sure.
Are you born there? Born and raised?
I was born and raised here. I lived in the metro area in Minneapolis-St. Paul for 25 mm-hmm. years, and then I moved back.
Well, Pat, what's the principal business in Underwood?
A couple of bars.
Well, 344 people, how do they primarily make their living?
Oh, they work in the neighboring communities.
Mm-hmm.
Fergus Falls is a 13,000 mm-hmm. population city 9 miles away, so a lot of people work there.
Have you ever thought about moving to a bigger town?
I am thinking about moving out of Minnesota, period.
Because?
Well, taxes, fraud,
mm-hmm.
you name it. I mean, we as taxpayers here in Minnesota are just an ATM for our legislators.
Okay, if you move out, where are you going to go?
I don't know. My father-in-law lives in Oklahoma. I'm mm-hmm. thinking about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. That part of the interview is over. Pat, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I was going to say, you know, God bless those guys for getting lobster and steak. You know, my grandfather served in World War I in the trenches in Europe. Okay,
wow.
And he said their primarily they were their rations were beans every day.
Mm-hmm.
And he said you go through the mess line. And it wasn't uncommon for a rat to fall into the big vat of beans. And the cook would grab the rat out of the beans, wring it out, and keep serving the beans to the guys.
Wow.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a little steak and surf and turf is, you know.
A little surf and turf.
He did have one funny.
Go ahead.
My grandfather did have one funny story. He said that one night, this is in France, and there was a boxcar full of cognac. And the guys just decided they're going to bust into this boxcar, and they got the cognac out of there, and everybody got, you know, a little soused. And he said the next day, anybody was demoted to being a buck private.
Wow. Wow.
So, you know, these guys, you know, God bless them, you know.
Yeah. God bless them.
Give them mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Some gave all gave some. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. Nick is in Kona, Hawaii. Nick, you're on the Larry Oda Show.
Hey, Larry.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Yeah, I served in the United States Army 5th Special Forces and the 10th Special Forces over in Germany. The 5th was in Vietnam. But you know what? I set pins as a youth. It was the first job I ever had. I got 10 cents a frame. 10 cents. My brother was really good.
Wow.
And I will also tell you that if the bowlers got a little bit too drunk or if they got mad at one another, they would definitely roll that ball at an untimely moment.
And try and hit you.
Be alert.
Wow. Well, Nick, thank you for sharing. I appreciate that. Yeah. Yeah, the idea that there were always machines that scooped up the pins and just set them down there. And you go, oh, what do you mean he set pins? I said he set bowling pins. She said, what do you mean? I said, what do you mean, what do you mean? She said, you said he set bowling pins. What do you mean? Isn't there a machine that sets the pins? I said, Nina, you think there were machines always that scooped up the pins and then set them there? She said, yeah, I've never seen anybody other than a machine. I said, human beings used to do that. My dad had a job at a bowling alley. He set pins. He couldn't bowl there. It was segregated. But he set pins. And he said frequently the bowlers would try and hit him with the ball. And he didn't say it was because they were drunk. He said because of his race. Maybe it was both. She was just shocked. Now, for years I've talked about Relief Factor, and you've heard stories from people who finally found real relief after trying the 3-week quick start. My brother Kirk, who, as you know, served the Vietnam era. For years, I've talked about Relief Factor, and you heard stories from people who finally found real relief after trying the three-week quick start. Take my brother, Kirk. He had difficulty going up and down the stairs in the morning. Always complained. I told him about Relief Factor. He finally followed my advice. After about a week or so, he calls and says this is working. But here's something new. Relief Factor is always striving to help folks get out and stay out of pain. Remarkably, Relief Factor has made their trusted formula even better. They've added a premium black pepper extract because it helps your body absorb the high-quality key ingredients more efficiently. In simple terms, it helps your body get even more benefit from what they're already taking. That matters. If you're going to take something daily, you want your body actually using it. So, if you've been listening to me talk about Relief Factor for a while, maybe this is your moment. Or if you're already taking it, you're now getting an enhanced formula designed to work even smarter. Start with a three-week quick start for just $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800, the number 4-RELIEF. How will it feel to be out of pain?
So my friends over at Pure Talk have been sending me customer feedback from ConsumerAffairs.com, where thousands of people rate and review the top wireless providers. Here, for instance, is a nice note from James in Raleigh, North Carolina, who writes, quote, "After hearing Mike Rowe's ad, we made the switch to Pure Talk, and we couldn't be happier. We went from spending $1,200 a year with T-Mobile to $420 with Pure Talk. Thanks, Mike. Switch today! Exclamation point. Pure Talk is saving James $820 a year. And because he literally wrote the words, switch today, in capital letters, with an exclamation point, I'm going to go ahead and dedicate this commercial to him. So folks, take it from James in Raleigh, North Carolina. Pure Talk can give you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on the same 5G service the big guys are overcharging you for. Just dial #250, say Mike Rowe. You'll also save 50% off your first month. That's #250 to save an additional 50%. Thanks, James.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Snap your finger. I'm running.
Coming to you live from the Relief Factor studio, here's Larry Elder.
I've lost any taste or interest in engaging a lot of the political negativity and the poisonous kinds of and calling people names or using those kinds of language or to attack other people. You know, we have to find a better way forward. And that puts me on the path that I'm on right now. I try to be a voice coming from a place of gratitude, but want to be reasonable or to have values that I think, I hope that Pennsylvania elected me to. Now, at times that put me at odds with my base, and that's unfortunate. I certainly don't take any pleasure of of being at odds with part of my own base. But if I think if there's a moral clarity or something that I believe is true, I think what's the right thing to do is to follow them. And that finds us talking about the things that we started, and now here we are. There's a difference between having just bad political instincts versus knowing what it's going to cost you if you agree. And, you know, the ultimate third rail of a Democrat is to agree with something that Trump supports or his idea. I mean, I witnessed that.
Who knew that John Fetterman would be the voice of reason on that part of the aisle in the Senate? 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. David is in Minneapolis, Minnesota. David, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy your show all the time.
Thank you.
I'm retired Navy. I served on submarine attack boats out of Pearl Harbor, and I got to tell you, you know, it's really funny to listen to certain people. That, and he's entitled to his opinion. That's great, but, you know, a fool opens his mouth and removes all doubt that he's a fool. Because, you know, we did get some good meals on submarines. You know, we did get steak and eggs on a fairly frequent basis, and we got some good treats, but they're also... You know, you take a submarine out to sea for a long period, an extended period of time, fresh food goes away within 2 weeks, and then you're down to canned goods and dehydrated goods. So unless he's really walked in the feet of what we do, his opinion really doesn't really count that much.
Well, David, thank you for sharing, and obviously thank you for serving. Let's play again, for those of you just now joining us, exactly what we're talking about. This is Paul Begala. Paul Begala was an aide to Bill Clinton. Can't stand Donald Trump. Can't stand Republicans. He trashed Mitt Romney when Mitt Romney was running, so it just doesn't really matter. And he's shocked, appalled, that Pete Hegseth bought steak, lobster, crab legs for the military. Clearly unaware that this is not uncommon. And Scott Jennings tried to enlighten him, and then Jennings said, all right, just leave it to the Internet. And people on the Internet exploded at Paul Begala. But here it is, number 36.
It's not important. You know what's important? He has spent $15 million in 1 month for ribeye steak, $6.9 million for lobster tail, $225 million for furniture. He spent more in the month of September than most countries on Earth spend in their defense.
Paul, do you believe
all
do you
for
believe
himself? Lobster tails?
Do you believe
while our troops are eating MREs?
No. Do you believe the Secretary of Defense is personally eating all the lobster?
Well, he
it's
can't eat 16. Really? The troops are getting lobster?
Frequently in theater.
Oh, my God.
Troops who are going to war.
Oh, my God.
Great meal.
You know that.
They're getting
lobster. You are so full of it.
Over this.
You are
You're
so
gonna get killed
full
over this. Internet, no. Do something.
I'll end this by saying.
He gets them. They get the gold.
Stephen is in Atlanta. Stephen, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Hey. Now, I'm not a soldier. I want to make that very clear. I was a plumber making sure that the soldiers could poop and take showers in Afghanistan and Iraq for about 3.5 years. And we ate the same food as the soldiers. And every Friday there was, you know, surf and turf. You could have steak, lobster, but most of the time it was there was lots of stuff for us to eat, lots of stuff for them to eat. And that's important. You know, you're out there, you might die that day, for God's sake. To have a decent meal, you know, there was salad, there was cakes, there was, you know, anything you could imagine was there. And if they, you know, anyway, of course they should eat well. And the guy who brought it up, he was unaware that this is just something that they do for the troops overseas whenever they absolutely positively can. And that's fine with me. I'm a taxpayer.
Well, Stephen, thank you so much for calling. As I said before, it seems to me that, you know, Paul Begala is a regular pundit on CNN. Seems to me, before I go BMW about how irresponsible it is for the Department of War to be serving troops steak and lobster, I would find out whether or not this has happened before. And I'm sure it happened when Paul Begala was working for the commander-in-chief named Bill Clinton. I'm sure it happened. It did happen, as we talked about under both Republican and Democrat presidents in theaters of war all over the world. Happened in World War II, happened in Vietnam, and this guy completely oblivious to it. Speaking of oblivious, here is another bout of Trump derangement syndrome from Mr. Carville. We're only going to play part of it. Number 27.
I didn't actually, instead of apologizing, to be honest with you, but when you get a criticism like that, you take it to heart. And then, as if to, like, validate me, and I do believe in signs, I think the Lord God so approved of what I was doing that Donald Trump goes to Dover, Delaware, you know what that is, where they call the, they greet the fallen coffins of fallen soldiers. Of course, Trump has said that he thinks that people that serve in the military are fools. That would include me, my dad, all of my uncles, my nephews. I know that you think that I'm a fool, all right?
Okay, that's enough. The president never said that. There was one person who said, he said something about the soldiers who died in World War I were suckers and losers. Everybody else who was there when it allegedly happened said it, they never heard it. So, one more lie. Now, as Operation Epic Fury intensifies, the world braces for what comes next. In the Holy Land, red alert sirens fill the air. Sirens that give you literally 15 seconds.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-671-7500. That's 800-671-7500. 800-671-7500. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
New movie, The Dragon's Prophecy. Dinesh D'Souza brings the new Middle East into focus with a message of perseverance, faith, and a shared global destiny.
Could the fate of the world, of humanity itself, be somehow tied to this place?
At long last, we have peace in the Middle East.
Israel and Christians are coming together in a way they have never been before, since the Book of Acts.
But is this the end of Hamas and radical Islam? What does the Bible say?
We have to become fighters in the spirit for God. We don't accept what the enemy wants to do with our culture. We don't accept what he wants to do with the nation. If we keep fighting, we win.
Powerful, prophetic, a must-see movie based on Jonathan Cahn's international bestseller, The Dragon's Prophecy, combines history and scripture with faith, justice, and renewal. The Dragon's Prophecy, a new film by Dinesh D'Souza, now available on Amazon, YouTube, and iTunes.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical, I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
Now back to the stage, Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. Coming up, Parmeet Dhillon at the DOJ requested voting rolls from all 50 states. A lot of them didn't cooperate, including red states. But what she's uncovered are a bunch of people who shouldn't be on, dead people, illegal aliens. Piers Morgan had on a former MSNBC host who's very pro-Palestinian, in my opinion, pro-Hamas. And Piers Morgan asked him seven times, okay, I know you don't support what's going on in Iran, the strikes, you think they're illegal, but aren't you happy the Supreme Leader is no longer ruling the country? He asked him seven times. Now, I want to say something about Mr. Carville, who said that President Trump referred to people serving in the military as losers. One more time. One person made this allegation. The president was in France, looking at the graves of soldiers who died, American soldiers, and allegedly called them suckers and losers. There were several other people who were there who said he never said any such thing. Now, there's far greater evidence that the man that James Carville worked for raped a woman, Juanita Broderick. I interviewed her. There's far more evidence that the man Carville worked for and still praises and still admires sexually assaulted Paula Jones. He settled a lawsuit in which he made that allegation for $800,000 after initially saying that the lawsuit had no merit. There's far greater evidence that he sexually assaulted a woman named Kathleen Willey, who went to him when he was president because she was having financial difficulty, and instead of whipping out his wallet, he whipped out something else. There's far greater evidence that, according to a book called No One Left to Lie To, written by a very respected pundit named Christopher Hitchens, left-wing pundit. In his book, he said that there are three other women who could make plausible claims of rape against Bill Clinton if they went public. How respected is Christopher Hitchens? He died in 2011, I believe it was, from cancer. One of those who praised him was a former prime minister of Britain, the Labour prime minister, Tony Blair, who praised him. Christopher Hitchens was also a very close friend of Bill Maher. Bill Maher had him frequently on his show, Politically Incorrect, as a guest. That's how much credibility Christopher Hitchens had among people on the left. Again, he said that there are three other women, in addition to Juanita Broderick, who could credibly claim that Bill Clinton raped them. But James Carville despises Donald Trump, not because of his policies, but because of what he thinks he is as a person, his character. But Carville praises, still praises, and still admires Carville wrote a book about how he was standing by Bill Clinton despite allegations against him. So, just want you to have some idea that maybe Mr. Carville might want to sit this one out. 888-971-SAGE. I'm Larry Elder. Rock me out here
on the floor. New movie, The Dragon's Prophecy, Dinesh D'Souza brings the new Middle East into focus with a message of perseverance, faith, and a shared global destiny.
Good. A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. puts your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit RedningOnlineMarketing.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.